not quantity?
I think a lot of emphasis has been placed on quality or quantity of ministry. So we're going to deal with, we have to watch in our ministry for secular things trying to creep in, or science or social, or even ourselves. And so we're going to deal with the quality of ministry the Lord is really placing on our heart. Christianity is a supernatural way of life. We know that. So we must learn how to access and yield to the supernatural. It's very important. Actually, this morning we're going to talk about focus on the call to an assignment. Focus on the call to an assignment. I'm going to use 4 or 5 scriptures. I want to go over the Spirit of God been going over with me about ministry. There are some words like assignment, alignment, aligning up with your assignment, authority, and anointing. Those things are very important. Now, in Philippians 1:19, to make note of that scripture, it's talking about 2 major things. Well, it's talking about 3 major things, salvation, prayer, and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And so here when we talk about focusing on the call and assignment, we have to recognize that there's a need of a supply of the Spirit. That term been grasping my heart for the last few weeks in our administration, in our operation, whatever we're doing, our gifting. We need to make sure we have a full supply of the Spirit. So I've been praying along that line. So you can do the same thing. Then Philippians 1:19, if you read it, maybe I'll read that Philippians 1:19. But I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, one of my main prayers has always been there in Acts 6:4, he said to give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. Then you see it shows men full of faith and full of power. And we have to stay full of faith, means staying full of the word, full of power, staying full of the Holy Spirit. And then the ministry increased day by day, began to increase more and more because of these things was in place. Also in 1 Corinthians 12, you know the list of the gifts of the Spirit. That first verse in 1 Corinthians 12:1, actually a gift is italicized. It shouldn't be there. And what he's talking about is, I desire that you be not ignorant in spiritual things. And so what we want to do is make sure that we are not ignorant in spiritual things as we focus on our call and focus on our assignment. There are some things I'm going to give you in a few moments right down the line. But here's what the Lord has been dealing with about. All right, now you're talking about the supply of the Spirit. You're talking about the Holy Spirit. You're talking about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You're talking about being filled of, full of the Holy Ghost, filled of the Spirit. You're talking about praying in the Spirit. You're talking about, now this is very important because I think sometimes we don't focus on this like we should. The fruit of the Spirit is so important. They're powerful. Then the gifts of the Spirit, which is those 9-4 and above, 9 fruit, 9 gifts of the Spirit. And then we go on to, and what I preach a few times about lately, is a ministering spirit. They are the angels are called ministering spirit, and they are assigned to help us. You look in Psalm 103, verse 20 and 21, it gives you 5 points about these ministering spirits and how they operate. And so all of these things are important for us to have the authority, the anointing we have for our assignment, that we won't have to depend on our own talent, our own strategies, our own abilities. It make ministry easier, and you'll be able to deal with the facet of ministry at a stronger dimension than the average person just going through the motion. So when you talk about focus on the call and assignment, spiritual gifts is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit at work through a person in carrying out a God-given assignment. These gifts, these fruits, and the gifts in the supply of the Spirit is so important that we need to pray when we're asking God for the supply of the Spirit. We make ourselves avail to the fruit of the Spirit and to the gifts of the Spirit. Now, Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruit. Your anointing as a leader should bear the fruit of the fruit of the Spirit. At the same token, it should bear the fruit of the gifts of the Spirit. Now, the gifts of the Spirit, the revelation gift, the power gift, the inspirational gift, I've been passing through these for a long time. But since the apostolic calling and the responsibility I have with you all, everything has gone on the increase, and I'm noticing more of the revelation gifts almost in everything I do in my pastoral work, in my spiritual work, that I'm most sensitive to these gifts. And so, listen to this statement again. Spiritual gifts is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit at work through a person in carrying out a God-given assignment. So the assignment that we have been given as apostles, prophet, teacher, pastors, evangelists, we're the fivefold ministry gift. These are spiritual too. They need to be added to that list. Fruit of the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit, and ministry gifts. That's the importance. See, I left them out. That's what happened to you, to be left out. It's so important for us to properly discern the body of Christ. And you cannot discern the body of Christ by not discerning pastor, discerning these spiritual gifts in which we are carrying for the Lord. We have to train our people to discern or to understand that God has equipped us to bring forth what we bring forth, that they might look unto God and not to us and understand that we're carrying out an assignment that God has given us through the Spirit. So I pray this morning that more of the gifts of the Spirit begin to function through your ministry and you become more sensitive. Study those gifts. Study that definition. Find out what they really mean. And you don't have to force them, but make sure that you're paying attention when you're talking to somebody, you're talking to a group, whatever, whoever approach you, that you be aware that the Spirit of God is there to avail himself to help you to carry out your assignment and focus in the right direction. Usually a person will not know his or her spiritual giftness without first receiving an assignment. So the gift you have goes along with the assignment. The assignment is not a natural assignment. We know that. It's not an assignment that we had to carry out on our own. That's where the burden come in at. But this is a supernatural assignment, so we're going to have supernatural presence of the Spirit to help us. When God gives an assignment, a person obeys and God accomplishes what he intended through that person. Now, that's very important. I guess that's been one of the E's of my ministry, is I recognize that I'm not doing it, and I don't get myself all ruffled up if something don't work out. I just sit back and wait on to see what the Holy Spirit is going to do, because it's him. He gave me an assignment, and the accomplishment of this assignment is not based on my ability. That is very important. Now, those of you, as I said, we're going to talk about quantity of ministry, not quantity, not the number, but quality. Because I don't want you to be intimidated about the size of your ministry. I need to deal with that. Just continue working faithfully. And these principles that God has given us, just don't be discouraged. If God assigns you, he will accomplish it. What you're going to find out probably is some of the hindrance of growth and development is trying to carry it out ourselves from various things we see other people doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this morning, the prompting of the Spirit says each one of us can accomplish the assignment that God have us to do as we yield to the Holy Spirit and permitting him to accomplish it through us by us releasing our faith, spending time in prayer, spending time in meditation, spending the time to make sure that we're clean, we're sanctified, we're holy, recognized, we're set apart, that we're special. Those things are very important. But the accomplishment, if God give you an assignment, the accomplishment is really up to God. We're going to see that in Moses' life in a little while. The evidence of God's supernatural activity is what we usually identify as spiritual gift. The gifting of the ministry gift and the gifts of the Spirit all will work together in coordination in order to manifest this supernatural leadership that we can produce supernatural lives in the people we're leading. Now, a person who have never accepted an assignment but not likely nor see his or her spiritual gift. So we must understand our assignment to the body of Christ, what part we play to the body of Christ. And we must stand in that assignment. As we stay in that assignment, the gift will function properly. But if we violate our assignment, stepping over into another assignment, the gift will not avail himself because we're out of the will of God. Now, I have to talk to one of my leaders now because there's a lady in our organization. She's constantly bringing in someone who called himself an apostle. She done brought him in twice, I believe, of my knowing, reported to me. And she never checked with me about it. And I'm going to get, right after this call, I'm going to get with the leader of the 12, who group she's in. And I want a report on that. And it has to be a clear report why she's doing this, because I'm not going to let contamination come in this fellowship and disrespect in this fellowship for the 12 nor myself, because these things should have been checked upon. And I say this out publicly because I want you to know that I will check if I need to check about something, because I'm not going to waste my time trying to put the right thing in you, and I don't know if you're getting the right thing. Maybe, but I don't know. But I know it is being done wrong. So that's the type of things that we have to deal with. So accept your assignment where you are, because God placed you there for a reason. Don't look across the fence, see the grass greener, there's a bigger town, or there's better people. Just accept your assignment, and the gift will work right where you are. Now, you cannot argue with this, no way, because the way God set us up and the way my ministry is set in this little rural place, and how the whole place have grown because of the Spirit of God, because of the calling of God on our lives, that word of life, it made a great difference. So we know that the gift and calling of God is about repentance. All right, Lord, I got that. Now, it's in Romans 11:29, where it said the gift and calling of God are without repentance. And we have often studied, I'm skipping on something else now, but it's still spiritual, along the line, we're going to bring improvement into our ministry and to our anointing. These gifts and calling of God, we always have taught Romans 12:1-3 for people to live their life right, which is nothing wrong with that. But actually, it's talking about setting your ministry in a proper perspective. Romans 12:1 is talking about presenting your body as a living sacrifice. I'm not trying to quote the whole scripture. One accepted of God, you're reading of a servant. Well, see, that's ministry. And then the second verse is talking about be not conformed, be transformed by renewing your mind. That's ministry. Then the third one is that Paul said, by the grace of God, not to think yourself more highly than you ought to think. And God has given every man the major faith, or a major faith. See, that's ministry. So each time we're going to spiritually carry our ministry or be pregnant with our assignment, on a daily basis, we've got to be aware that we do Romans 12:1, 12:2, and 12:3 as part of Romans 11:29, our gift and calling, that we present our whole package to God all the time, that we'll be most sensitive in the spirit world when we make decisions, how to handle decisions, how to handle them properly, how to handle them under the operation of the Spirit, of the administration of the Spirit, under the gifts of the Spirit, because in 1 Corinthians 12, it's just not talking about gifts of the Spirit. It's talking about gifts, administration, and operation. And so, since our calling is a spiritual calling, we must be more apt to yield to the supply of the Spirit. Not strategists so much, but supplies of the Spirit. Now, I promise you, things will get easier and easier and easier. I'm not talking about the attacks and the challenges and stuff. That's not going to be there. But I'm talking about being able to yield to the anointing and the authority that goes along with the assignment, that we can make the proper alignment and not dependent upon our ability. That's what I'm saying. The next statement said, we are not to fit ourselves to a spiritual gift. No, we're not, because it's God doing. God do the fitting. Only God can tell you what he is doing or is wanting to do through your life. Very sample statement, but I think we've got to start paying attention to the sample statements and get away from the complication and yielding to the supply and to the leadership of the Holy Spirit more. We're learning, I guess as we go, we're learning authority, we're learning submission. This is one of the things that I, over the years, these four decades that I've been in ministry, I've seen that people have a hard time submitting. Now, I listen at the roll call. I'm real thankful that I have people who are ready to follow. None of us are perfect. We all need God to help us. But God has ranks and he has ways of doing things. I think we have it set up right. You will not be able to figure things out on your own, so God chooses the assignment for you. All right, so we get that straight. And you just obey in that assignment. When you obey in that assignment, now if you get out of your assignment, that's why I'm so hard on these ministry gifts and these call of the apostle and the prophet. It's not that I don't believe none of your calls are that. It's just that I want the timing to be right. I want the information to be right. I want to dig around this tree. I want to make sure this tree bearing the right fruit. So when we do, because when we do step out, we are qualified to handle the onslaught of another world of enemies that come against us in whatever office we say we stand in. That's the fiery dots the enemy will shoot at us. And we have to have the proper aspect of the shield of faith in whatever calling that we're called to handle those fiery dots. So that's why I'm so important about that and so hard on that factor, because I know what could happen if we jump into assignment and don't have the gifts to back it up. So he said, if you just obey in that assignment and you will experience the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in a new way, and you may never have, that you may have never experienced before. See, the supply of the Spirit goes along with the assignment. Let's look at the Old Testament pattern here. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon individuals to help them achieve an assignment God had given them. Moses had an assignment as an administrator and national religious leader. Moses, however, did not think he was gifted for this assignment, so he argued with God. You remember, as you probably read that. But God knew exactly what he was doing when he called Moses. Now watch this. Moses' success was not dependent upon Moses' skills, abilities, lack, prophecies, or past successes. You see, that's the thing, you know. Some of y'all can sing pretty good, you know. You get to depend on that singing, and you'll get yourself in trouble. Whatever it is, some of y'all can talk real good. You get to depend on that talking, you'll get yourself in trouble. Because it's not your skill, it's not your ability. It's not your lack, it's not your purpose, not your success. It is the supply of the Spirit. Back in Philippians 1:19, prayer and the supply of the Spirit is so important. Then I give you a guideline, the soul of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, your recreated human spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, ministering spirit, then the ministry gift, the fivefold ministry gift. All of these are catheterized in the realm of the Spirit, and we must major in the major. This is the major. I know a lot of things have come out over the years since I've been ministering. People come out with deep revelation. Thank God for the revelations that come out. But this is the major that each one of us in LTMA function and focus on our assignment accordingly to the backup of the Holy Spirit in various ways and the gifts of the Spirit. Let's go back to Moses. Now, you see, not on his skill, because Moses thought that he had to do it. And then God, you know, you had to burn in bushes, spears, and the angel came, and he told him one of the important things. He told Moses and Joshua, that's another thing you have to do, to walk in the Spirit, as I teach on the manifestation of worship in my early, in my Sunday morning service. I noticed that Moses, both Moses and Joshua, were told to take their shoes off, for they're standing on holy ground. And when I saw that, I was quickened in my spirit that in order for us to function in our assignment, in alignment, and have achievement properly, we definitely, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to take our shoes off. We're going to have to take off our skills, our abilities, our lacks, our prefaces, and the few success we've had in our life. We're going to take them off, stand barefooted as a barefooted priest before the Lord, that the Lord can tell us how to stand. He can tell us how to walk. He can tell us the various things we need in ministry. And both Joshua and Moses, when Joshua was facing Jericho, had to take his shoes off. Moses was facing Pharaoh. He had to take his shoes off. We're still facing Pharaohs and Jerichos right now. We have to take our shoes off to trust the ability of the supply of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and all the functioning of the Spirit. She says, God first give Moses an assignment and then equip him with the Holy Spirit to administrate and lead. Administrate and lead. Now that's important. Administration is one of the functions in the Spirit kingdom that is given to us in 1 Corinthians 12. Gifts, administration, and operation. Administration must also function under the umbrella of the Spirit. That's why you can't hire a lot of secular people or people are more secular than their spiritual just because they got the attributes of administration. I think we talked about that. Dr. Farmer talked about that one time. My emphasis is, do the person have your heart? And I know we need some expertise, but ladies and gentlemen, we really don't need as much expertise as we think. And sometimes we're high like the secular world think. No, the Holy Ghost, in my past experience, the Holy Ghost, I've hired people based on the Spirit of God. They had to have some qualification. But the greater qualification was, can they hear from the Holy Ghost? And it had worked superlatively. When Moses obeyed God, he used his spiritual giftness. See, that's what you want God to use, your spiritual giftness. God gave Moses specific detail about how to build a tabernacle. There you look at that in Exodus 25 and 30. God wanted it done exactly as he instructed Moses. Now, that's another thing. For different states, different regions we're in, God set us there for a reason, but God wanted us to do it exactly how he wanted it done. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot do that without a supply of the Spirit. God is the Spirit. God operates in the Spirit realm. So it'll make it so much easier, so much stronger, so much powerful, more powerful as we study and as I am to impart to you some things that I have placed in my ministry that have caused grand success. Now you say, you talk about success? Yes, because Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8 says, I'm not successful just because of God. I'm successful because of my participation in the instruction and the yielding to God's Spirit to show me how to do it, show me my flaws, show me my mistakes, show me my weaknesses, show me my strength, all yielding to him, and he bring it to pass. That's why we hooked up. That's why we on this line today, because of what God has done. Now, in Exodus 31, verses 2 and 3 and verse 6, God said to Moses, see, I call by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Now, watch what he said. And I filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. And I, indeed I, have appointed with him Aholah, and I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I've commanded you. I'm just in the Exodus 31, verses 2, just read verse 31, 1 through 6. But it's just showing that God equips, and that's another word, equip, because our job is to equip the saints, but we must be equipped by the Spirit, by the gift, by the supply, by the fruits, by the ministry Spirit to work on our behalf, work for us, that we'll do this thing from a spiritual paradigm, spiritual concept, where God can function through us in our assignment as we align with the Holy Ghost. He says here, how would Moses have known if the Spirit of God was upon these men? He would have watched them at work. If they was able to carry out the assignment God had given, Moses would have known the Spirit of God was upon them. Throughout the Old Testament, the Spirit of God always was present to equip an individual to carry out a divine assignment. Very important statement. Throughout the Old Testament, the Spirit of God always was present to equip an individual to carry out a divine assignment. The result revealed that God was at work through Moses, doing things Moses could not do on his own. Very important. And then we go to David for a few moments. David was called to be a king when he was a shepherd. We all know that. Here are three things. How could he possibly be king when he had never been king? Secondly, even David's father thought David was the least likely of his son to be king of the nation. Thirdly, the Spirit of God came upon David, however, and equipped him to be king. That's my point. Sunday morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever your Bible class is, that you have to make sure that the Spirit of the Lord upon you so you can do the thing. So that's why praying in the Spirit is so important. Building yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, when a man speak in another tongue, he speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mystery. It's so important. God give each of the judges an assignment. In the Spirit of God came upon each one and equip him or her to complete the assignment given. Ezekiel was called to be a prophet. How could he possibly be a prophet? The scripture says, the Spirit of God came upon him and caused him to do everything God asked of him. Very important. Here we go. Here's the pattern in the Old Testament. God gave an assignment to a person. The Holy Spirit was given to that person to equip him or her for that assignment. Now, I know I'm repeating myself, but I want to drop this as an impartation because I think it's going to bring improvement, advancement, and enlargement in all our ministry. As I'm reading all this to you and speaking this to you and reading and try to bring it out to you, I believe that the self-same spirit that produced what we are studying will begin to produce a greater dimension in our lives as we stay in childlike faith, yielding to him. There are greater dimensions. Well, we're talking about beyond emotion. We're talking about beyond reasoning and our imagination. We're talking about beyond our solar realm. We're talking about actually profound things being done through our lives to the body of Christ and to the world because God has called us. Deeper dimension. I pronounce deeper dimension of the Spirit in your ministries. I know I've been there, and I know some of y'all have been there, but it's always deeper, the deep things of God. And that would be a greater dimension in your gifts, your administration, and your operation. Remember those three things at 1 Corinthians 12, when he talked about, he said, the gifts of the Spirit given to every man to profit withal. And so that first, I go back over that first version, 1 Corinthians 12, and say that God said, I would not have you ignorant in spirits of things. I would not have you ignorant in gifts. I would not have you ignorant in administration. I would not have you ignorant in operation. Because they're all important for us to carry out our assignment in alignment with God's will. Just a few more minutes. Ezekiel was called to be a prophet. I'll read that again. How could he possibly be a prophet? The scripture says the Spirit of God came upon him and caused him to do everything God asked of him. Now, as your leader and as your apostle, you know, and I've been standing in the office of a prophet and a pastor for some years, I didn't quite know how they work, but my ministry had such an ease on it, I didn't know that these functions was going on. And the gifts of the Spirit had been an asset to my ministry for years. And that's why I was able to carry out the assignment with ease and with the success God had given me. Let me go back. I've started with here's the pattern in the Old Testament. God gave an assignment to a person. The Holy Spirit was given to that person to equip him or her for the assignment. The proof of the Spirit present was that the person was able to complete the assignment effectively through the supernatural enablement of the Holy Spirit. Very important. I can go over and over that again. It sounds so simple. God gave an assignment to a person. The Holy Spirit was given to that person to equip him or her for the assignment. Now, the second part of this thing is, what I want out of us in the LTMA is to yield more to the Holy Spirit. Listen for his direction. And for God's sake and our sake, do exactly what he tells us to do, even though sometimes it looks like it's against the grain. But you know The Bible said the Spirit bear witness without the Spirit. All of us know when we're getting a witness from the Spirit, this is the thing to do. Sometimes be against the grain, but make sure you do that. Now, the Holy Spirit equipped each member to function in the body. The Holy Spirit, how long am I going through that? The Holy Spirit equipped each member to function in the body. Let's go over this right quick. Number one, the first part of 1 Corinthians 12 talks about the Holy Spirit enabling each member. Verse 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. The Holy Spirit is the gift. You know, in Acts 2:38. The Holy Spirit manifests, make visible, clear, known, reveal himself to each member of the body for the common good of the body. All members of the church, Christ's body, are gifted by the Holy Spirit present. Each person experience of the Holy Spirit is for the good of the body, not for himself or herself. That is why we need each other. And then we talk about discerning of the body. I'm going to deal with that more. Of discerning of the body, because that's, you know, Paul said it, that's how many sick and weakly among us die early. For a long time I thought it was just discerning Christ dying on the cross, but what he died for is the body of Christ, and that's a total body. So we've got to be watching how we talk about other ministers. They're not doing the same thing that we're doing. Doesn't mean they're not doing something God wants them to do, and then we're not the judges. We can't correct it. We need to let God do it. Without a healthy and functioning body, the church will miss much of the good God provides for it. When a member of a church begins considering spiritual gift, they sometimes run into difficulty by thinking that God gave them something like an ingredient called administration. No, it does not give something. He gives himself. The gift is a person. The Holy Spirit equips you with his administrative ability. So, his administration begin to become your administration. Just a few more minutes. What you observe when you see a spiritual gift exercised as the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, you see the Holy Spirit equipping and enabling an individual with his ability and capability to accomplish God's work. Jesus said, the Father who dwelleth in me does the work. John 14:10. Every miracle Jesus accomplished, the Father was manifesting himself. The Father was in Jesus, and he worked through Jesus to accomplish his purpose. Then Jesus said about you, without me you can do nothing. You remember that in John 15. A spiritual gift is a manifestation of God at work through you. God worked in and through you to bear fruit. Two more things. The focus is on God and what he does through you. When you focus on something you receive to do, something good from God, the focus is usually on self rather than God, and we've got to keep our focus on God. Let me wrap up today. What Apostle, what you trying to impart to us? I'm aiming to impart to you that his yoke is easy and his burdens are light, that if we present our body, present our mind, present our faith to him as we should, according to Romans 12:1-3. And that if we look to Philippians 1:19 for the supply of the Spirit, if we understand gifts, administration, and operation, and understand spiritual things, and understand along with the assignment, God always gives us the ability. I want to emphasize that we're not dealing with quantity. Quantity will take care of itself. We're dealing with quality. And the quality is that all of us who are in the fivefold ministry gift are gifted by God with anointing and with his ability and his capability of carrying things out. That's my prayer. That's my desire for this organization, that we hang together, but we hang in the realm of the Spirit. We respect and discern and honor a various supply that God has put in the Spirit. We're just in the infancy of knowing each other and developing each other. It takes time to set a foundation properly for this type of organization. So all of us are still in training period, You're still being tried. You're still being seen. Are you yielding? Are you honorable? Or do you want to go forward? That's what we're doing now. That's why I say, I'm talking about the lady. She might be on the line, but she had to be checked. She's a pastor. And I just want to put this out as a warning. These things cannot be put up with if you're going to sit under my covering, because I'm not going to let you sit under the covering and then catastrophe hit because things are not being done right. We have to do it decent and order. You need to check if you're going to do something major. You need to check with the person who assigned over you to 12. I got them there, delegated, assigned person over you. Got a major meeting coming up, our last major meeting here at the Prosperity Revival. We're looking forward to seeing you. God has been, this is, what is it, October or November? What is it?
It's
November. God has been good to us. I mean, we almost to the last month. This year we've had a real priming. I mean, we have not had many people who backed off from the conviction. And I'm thankful. And right now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't know each one of these men and women that you've placed under my leadership. I pray that the gifts of the Spirit have helped me to be a blessing to them and to their ministry. I pray increase in every aspect of their life today, that the things that were spoken, that is imparted to their spirit, that they will begin now to pray in the Spirit for the supply of the Spirit, and that the fruit, the gifts, the ministry of the Spirit, the ministering Spirit be a part, the sword of the Spirit be a part of their ministry at a deeper dimension. I thank you. I don't know what need is on this line, what they stand up against, but I, as their leader, I come in agreement with them. I place my faith with their faith that the breakthrough comes today. In their ministries, whatever need to be launched out in their ministries today, I pray by the Spirit of the living God and by the Spirit of leadership that those things that need to break out in their ministry. I bless them physically. I bless them spiritually. I bless them financially. I bless their children, their grandchildren, everything they set their hand to do, Lord, that they're on the verge of some of the greatest increase and breakthrough that ever existed. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm looking forward to see you, next week. Next week. Looking forward to seeing you next week. I'm going to try to set up some time in these years meeting that I can call you apart, and you might have some questions, might have some personal things we need to talk about, get to 12. I got enough facilities there at Word of Life to set up a day, say, hey, let's meet right after the first meeting or something like that, that we can talk for a few minutes. Even if we don't do no more than 15 minutes, it'll be a little more intimacy and a little more personal to me that I can look on your faces. Just as we're doing here in this impartation call, I'm going to get with 12. I'm going to set up where we can have some personal time together for this cheer meeting. So God bless you. Dr. Farb is back in your hands.
Yes, sir. Apostle Thompson, thank you very much for those great words. Let's go over just some talking points to close out our impartation on today. Remember all of your attendance requirements. If you're going to need to miss, you need to let your LTMA MBB know. Also, don't forget Matriarchs Night is the Thursday night of next week. So any of your pledges and seeds, of course, you can forward those in this week or you can bring them with you next week. But we're going to be in a position to have more liberty and freedom than we ever have on Matriarchs Night. That would be the Thursday night again. Please confirm for us any members within your circle who in the organization who are going to be participating in the induction and ring ceremony. So if you've got a ring coming to you or have not been inducted, but you're going to be present on next week, then you need to please let your MVB know. They'll know how to get you registered so we can celebrate you properly during induction night, which of course is going to be Wednesday night. Then I want to remind you of next week is our final first tier meeting of the year, our final one. So you want to make Prosperity Revival, you know how big a meeting that is. But the first week of December, December 5th and 6th, will be at Orlando, Florida at Love Covenant Word Center. That's Dr. Andrew Lloyd, Thursday night at 7. And then Friday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Mark that down. If you're not present, then you can watch, and we expect you to participate online so that you can receive your edification that way. Yes, sir.
I want to say to everybody that the Prosperity Revival is next week. I want the pastors and the leaders to encourage their people to come, but if they can't come, encourage them definitely to watch online. By doing that, we'll be able to carry over the whole system to our ministry. Even though there's some can't come, again, I repeat myself, set them up, tell them how to do it, pastors, and make sure they're on the line with the rest of the people around the country that the basic thing that the Holy Ghost do through this meeting can set preeminence on your church. It's very, very important. And then... Pastor Carlin, there's a woman joined my church Sunday, but I'm sending her back next Sunday. She came from your church, but I'm sending her back because I'm not letting them come from my sons and daughter's church and just come join my church. So I let her join this Sunday. I was looking at her, but next Sunday I'm standing up and I'm sending her back to you. Now, you do what you want with it, but I'm sending her back because I'm not going to let them jump from church to church. And I wanted the whole group to hear this. They're not going to be doing that. I'm not going to permit that. And I think it's, and maybe Carlos, I haven't talked to Carlos, I think you might be the leader of the person who had these apostle coming in that you may need to give them a call and we need to talk to them about it, but I'll give you a call. I'm saying
yes,
this out in front of everybody for a reason, to let you know how we roll. This is the way we roll. We roll properly or we're not going to roll at all. A square instrument cannot roll. It's too awkward. But to keep us rolling, we just got to deal with everything. When money is not the issue, you see, when you're not trying to have favoritism with nobody, you just want facts done. You want it done properly. Because I said the other day, you can have your own opinion, but you can't have your own facts. And the facts of this organization is we got guidelines that we have to align with, and we're not doing it to be in hardship. We're doing it from a biblical pattern. We're doing it because it's the way God designed it to be done, to be carried out, and it will keep all of us moving in a progress that God wants to have. So that's why every now and then I'll say something out publicly, and it's just a warning and a word to us that you need to keep us aware of what you're bringing into your ministry. You're bringing a lot of people into your ministry because it's just like punching a hole in the bucket if that person is not functioning as we have trained you and we're imparting to you. If somebody says, I'll submit to authority but not submit to control. Authority and control is like boldness and arrogance. There's a thin line between them. Because authority is real forceful. It will seem like control sometimes, but it's really not control. It's covering. It's a different. It's covering. You can't cover a man or a woman with an umbrella who keep running out ahead of you. They got to stay under the umbrella. And we have not known this, my brothers and sisters. We have not known this, and it should be known. In order to know this, you got to have a clean heart. You got to have a clean leader. You got to have somebody who's sanctified. You got to have somebody who lead us, plural, that has not ulterior motive, personal for themselves. And it's kind of, it's not easy for the body of Christ to see this, because everybody won't jump like Mr. Jack or Mr. Hyde, do every little thing they want to do. That's what got us in problem. And you may run for a long time like that, but finally going to fail you. Either one of the maid, the husband, or the wife going to mess up. Somebody going to mess up. Some way to devil will get his foot into your ministry, and that's why we try to cover everything. So when people run ahead of their leader and get from under the covering,
it opened the door for the devil. It's the way God designed it. It's the way God designed it. I have no problem with my responsibility and my accountability. My responsibility, and listen very carefully, your responsibility is to respond to God's ability. That's what we am to do. So the 12 know, as well as I'm hard on the 12, I'm hard on myself, the 12 know that what we're requiring out of you all is 100% participation so we can have the proper impartation from the Spirit of God to all of our lives. Thank you so much, Dr. Farber. I just want to get that in. So prosperity revival is so important. You know, people got financial problems. You know, our churches, ministers have financial problems. You need to sit under these speakers, under this apostolic team, and hear these revelations from God, these anointings that are going to be released in prosperity revival. And we should all come to the point that money is no issue. That's my desire for each one of you all who follow me. God bless. All right, Dr.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Apostle Thompson. So everyone will make that adjustment, not that adjustment, but we'll take that into our activity. All of the members, then we're asking you to alert the leaders and the members of the ministry you lead to be online. If they're not present, certainly to be online, and it will get, it'll filter the apostolic all the way through all of our organizations and our ministries. It'll be very helpful. So that will be next week for Prosperity Revival. Then don't forget December 5th and 6th, World Love Covenant Word Church. That's in Orlando, 5th and 6th, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night. And then our next visionary impartation is December the 3rd at 11 o'clock Eastern. So make sure you mark that.